Well, March definitely came in like a lion, but it hasn't gone out like a lamb.
The amount of damage that is seen is beyond a nightmare.
We have neighborhoods completely gone.
There's still an awful lot of water headed our way.
That you can actually sit and look at your home going underwater.
Not far away in Texas, it's a very different story. The Lone Star State facing a terrible drought there.
I never think anything like this would happen, but it did.
On the heels of the deadliest tornado in more than 50 years, violent thunderstorms, hail, and more tornadoes have touched down throughout the United States. Last night, 13 tornadoes reported in Kansas, Texas, and Oklahoma. Meanwhile, at least 122 people are reported after Sunday's tornado in Joplin, Missouri. And that comes after at least 305 tornadoes tore through the South in April. Already this year, nearly 500 people have died. This is the ninth deadliest year on record. And let's not forget, of course, there's record drought in Texas. There are floods in the Mississippi River, which are only now receding. And there is a looming disaster in the West where there's record amounts of snowpack that they're afraid that will melt so quickly it will cause flooding there. What is going on? Catherine Hayhoe, an atmospheric scientist at Texas Tech University, is going to answer that question for us. Right, Catherine?
I'll try.
She's author of A Climate for Change, Global Warming Facts for Faith-Based Decisions. So what is with this spring? Is it just an unlucky, terrible spring? Is that all it is?
Well, whenever we see anything happening like this, we always ask ourselves, is it just a fluke? Is it a pattern, part of a larger change, or is God just really mad at us? And the answer is probably a little bit of the first two. We always have weather happening. That's just what weather is, and sometimes it happens at the same time. But at the same time, our planet is changing. And so over these long-term 10, 20, 30 years, we see our temperatures are getting warmer, our rainfall is getting less predictable, our heat waves are getting more extreme, and our heavy rainfall events are getting more frequent.
So you're talking about global warming?
I'm talking about climate change, a change in the long-term average of what we're used to in the places where we live.
In climate scientific terms, Catherine, does a big change, whether we're talking about global warming or other kinds of shifts, does it tend to bring a measurable volatility into the weather patterns of any region?
Most regions of the world have seen changes in the frequency and the strength of heat wave events. Many have also seen changes in drought patterns and in heavy rainfall patterns. Here, especially over the U.S., we've seen a big increase in heavy rainfall events over the last 50 years.
And we should remember, Russia had its hottest year in 1,000 years of history. At least 10,000 people died during Moscow's heat wave. And I'm wondering, you mentioned weather and patterns. Is this spring, this deadly spring in the United States, is it part of a pattern? And if so, when does the pattern begin? Does it begin with a really heavy winter, or when does it end?
Everybody'd like to know the answer to that one, I think.
Yeah.
With some things, we can definitely say they're part of a pattern, but with other things, we can't. And one of the things that we can't say yet, whether it's part of a pattern or not, is the huge tornado outbreaks that we've had this year. It's not part of any long-term trend. We haven't seen a big increase in the number of tornadoes over the past 10, 20, 30 years. So is this year just a fluke, or is it the beginning of a new trend? We don't know that yet.
But how much data will you need before the trend, and it sounds like a disturbing trend, that some of these like seasons that we're used to hearing about, hurricane season, tornado season, cease to really have any meaning, and that it's sort of open season for almost any kind of weather event?
That's a good question. We do know already that our spring is coming 1 to 2 weeks earlier on average every year across the whole Northern Hemisphere. So our seasons are shifting. This past April shattered the record for the number of tornadoes in any month, and usually April numbers are quite low compared to May. So there's no question that we're getting warmer faster. Our summer is lasting longer, so the open season, like you say, is getting longer for many events.
But it's not changing geographically, right? I mean, Tornado Alley will remain Tornado Alley?
Yes, that's exactly right.
We're speaking with Catherine Hayhoe, atmospheric scientist at Texas Tech University and author of A Climate for Change, Global Warming Facts for Faith-Based Decisions. So what are you looking for in order to discover if this is a pattern or not, if we have something else that we can call maybe not El Nino, but something else we can put a name to? What kind of things do you need to find?
We need to see if there has been a long-term trend over climate timescales. Climate is the average of weather over at least 30 years. That sounds like a pretty long time. So we have to sit back and give it a bit of time before we're willing to say something is a climate trend.
So we have to start now as 2011. We'd have to look ahead at 2041?
And look back also. We have really good records going back 30, 50, 100 years.
But, Catherine, can we say today, and let's talk to the people of Joplin, Missouri, or the folks up in Oklahoma, and particularly if we're talking about Joplin, I mean, the size, the intensity of that storm and the one down in Tuscaloosa where you had so many storms, is the probability of that kind of severity measurably increased for everyone who's in a tornado alley sort of zone across the planet?
No, the frequency of those really bad tornadoes has not measurably increased yet. So in that sense, we don't know, is this year just a fluke or is this year the beginning of a new trend? It's too early to tell. But the one thing we do know is it is never too early to be prepared.
All right. So let me go back to my earlier question about when does this end? You said that the tornadoes are kind of the exception here, the thing that we can't really place. But what about the flooding? What about the record snowfall? They're waiting for 17, 18, 19 feet of snow to melt in the West. Is that part of a pattern?
We have seen a long-term increase in the heavy rainfall events that we've been getting across the whole U.S. So those types of events are part of a greater pattern that we see in North America and around the world.
Which will continue?
Yes.
Forever?
As long as our climate continues to change, primarily because of the heat-trapping gases that we're producing every time we burn coal and gas and oil.
Although for an earth scientist, given the slow rate of change of some of these things, it's always safe to say, yes, it will continue, right?
No, not necessarily. There's definitely some things that wouldn't.
All right. That's Catherine Hayhoe, atmospheric scientist at Texas Tech University, author of A Climate for Change, Global Warming Facts for Faith-Based Decisions. Catherine, thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.